Where do our customers get their first impression of us? When I ask that in our workshops, sometimes people come up with, well, when they first drive on the lot, that's their first impression. Some of them answer, well, when we first greet them, the first time we open our mouths, that's where they get their first impression. I believe our customer's first impression of us is their last worst experience buying a car. They come to us with a preconceived idea of how car people treat people. Now, we can't control their past experience. We can't control what other salespeople do. We can only control what we do. So let me ask you, what travels faster, sound or light? Light, of course. Our customer literally makes hundreds of determinations about us before we ever open our mouths. So obviously, dressing in a professional manner, having the dealership clean and neat, making sure that there isn't this big vulture circle in front of the showroom of salespeople, you know, smoking and coughing and drinking coffee and glaring at the customers, all of these affect the first impression. As a matter of fact, behaviorists have determined that the average person makes 4 determinations about us within the first 33 seconds of meeting us. Those 4 determinations are our age, what we do for a living, our level of education, income, or competency, and whether or not they're going to like or respect us. That's 33 seconds. Now, when the customer greets us, they probably got a pretty good idea what we do for a living. So we've got 33 seconds to establish in the customer's mind our age, our competency level, and whether or not they're going to respect or like us.